The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm sad because the number one meal that I crave all year long already happened this past weekend, and now I have nothing else to look forward to for the rest of the year.
I mean, I'm sure you could have a meal again. What are we talking about here?
It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What's that one food that you just crave? Ocean City, Maryland, we go every year. I've been going since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But their crab cakes are like none other in the world. Like, you can go here.
It's like what it's known for, right?
Yeah, of course. Right. They're blue crabs, that lump crab meat. It is so delicious. And like, you can't get anything like it anywhere else. I went this past weekend and I had it for about five different meals.
Good.
I just crab cake after crab cake after crab cake.
I mean, I could see it glowing in your skin right now.
I mean, you could like smell
giving
it.
Giving you a
me.
Wonderful blue,
yep.
Youthful look.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I mean, we go crabbing,
yep.
We eat it. It's like, it's everything I want.
There's no rules while you're down there on this break, too. So you just shove your face full of crab.
Right. But
understood.
Now it's over. Now I'm back. And now it's like, oh, I have to crave it for a whole nother year before I can get it again. Is there a food that like you crave all the time and you're always thinking about it?
I mean, sugar in general, but you could probably control my life with sweets. So, peanut M&Ms would be a big one.
Mm.
Can't ever have just one. Can't ever get the small bag. Usually buy like a 3-pounder for me and my wife. And I crave that all the time. Soda. Can't walk by a fridge with soda in there, too. It's like a real problem.
Actually, they said the top five things, coffee, which, yeah. But I don't consider coffee a craving. I consider that addiction.
Right.
Yeah.
A necessity.
A necessity in
my
life.
Yeah, well, the doctor told me I can't have that. Remember? No caffeine.
Right.
So that's off my list.
Number four is burgers, which I thought was strange.
I mean, just give yourself a burger. This is America. Why are you going to hold yourself back from having a burger?
Yeah, but it's not something that I crave regularly, like I think about. Number three, just like you, sugar.
Anything sugar will give me a buzz. I'm drinking Sprite at this point. There's no excuse for it.
Number two, cheese. People crave cheese. Yep.
Cheese time.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every morning here during the show.
I have a Palio string cheese every morning about between like 8:15 and 8:30. Yeah. And the number one thing that people crave is chocolate.
Well, again, goes hand in hand with the sugar.
Right. But what do you crave? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. 1-800-330-9999. What is that food that you just crave? So, you know, I'm in the restaurant business. My parents have been in the restaurant business my whole life.
Sure.
It's Anna and Raven. And I'll never forget that one time my dad said to me that 85% of your business
mm-hmm.
comes from the same people that always crave one or two dishes on the menu.
Oh, it's interesting.
Yeah. And
those are your staples.
Yeah.
No matter what you do, those items are not coming off the menu. That's how we keep the lights on, Anna.
And it's true. The pappardelle Christopher Colombo
okay.
has been a staple on that menu for a million years, all that kind of stuff. But when it comes down to specifically craving certain things,
yes.
there's always that one food that when you start thinking about it, you just have to have.
If you just had a trail of peanut M&Ms, you could lead me from room to room.
Over the weekend, I was in Maryland, and my love for crab cakes will last me all year. Now I have to wait till next year to get them again.
It's sad, really.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What is that food that you crave?
I crave popcorn, like the buttery, the salted kind, the one that you get in movie theaters. And I have a real popcorn machine at home, and I make fresh batches almost every day.
My wife does that. She makes popcorn at least once a week. Same thing. She's got one of those old-fashioned machines like we used to have in the cafe. She's
really?
Got one of those, yeah, because she prefers it freshly popped or whatever.
Mm.
But I know she's missing buttery popcorn because she just asked me about, movies opening up and going to the drive-in or whatever. She never wants to do that.
Yeah. Is it always salty, buttery things? Is that what you always crave?
Yes. I mean, it's what I crave. Like, I justified getting the machine because I was like, oh, this is a nutritious, low-calorie snack. But then...
Not the way we make it.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
We used to have one here. I swear it was probably like 300 calories per cup. No, without a doubt.
At least it came with its prepackaged seeds. And not only that, but this butter salty mix. It
kernels?
Looked like animal lard.
Did you call them seeds?
I did call them seeds. Right. Okay. But it looked like animal lard. You would just squeeze out of this thing. But if you didn't put that lard in there.
Right.
Oh, it didn't taste the same.
Not the same. Right. I was looking on our Facebook page, which you could have always go to Anna and Raven and be friends with us there. And Natasha wrote, rum ice cream she craves.
I love peanuts in my ice cream, salty stuff in my ice cream.
Really?
So it goes right with that same sweet and salty thing. I do like that.
Jill wrote, Tootsie Rolls. Ugh, those, they just get so stuck in your teeth, I can't enjoy them.
You really have to make sure that your jaw is rested before you go into it. Like, you can't go in there with a jaw injury because it could get worse.
Yeah. Alicia wrote, double stuffed Oreos. Oreos, once you start, you can't stop.
Oh, but you got to have the proper dipping time. Do you dip them or do you just eat them and then drink milk?
No, I don't enjoy them if I don't dip them in the milk.
Yeah,
I
have
to
dip
them in the milk. Right. Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that food that you crave?
Well, you know, it sounds gross, but years ago, one of my friends got me chocolate-covered grasshoppers as a joke.
Wait, what did you say? Chocolate-covered what?
Grasshoppers?
Chocolate-covered grasshoppers. Yeah, like the insect bugs.
Oh, all right. I guess that's not nice.
I'll admit I was kind of, you know, put off by it, but he got me to try them. And I don't know why, but I love them.
What?
I mean,
what do they taste like?
It's hard to describe. I mean, the chocolate does mix in, but it's got a great texture, kind of almost like, you know, a perfectly ripe tomato.
Yeah, I've heard it's like crunchy, kind of like it's crunchy
it's
on the
like,
outside.
You get that crunch in there, but then there's a little bit of juice inside. Yeah. It just hit me the right way. I don't know.
And they're protein heavy. So you have like four grasshoppers. They're going to jack you up.
It's the new fitness rage. You're going to start eating bugs.
Yeah, don't snort the grasshoppers. Don't do that.
So when you crave, like, where do you go? Like, I don't see, like, Stop and Shop selling chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
I would send for them from all over the world. I told my wife we should try to make them, you know, our own, but she just refuses to do it.
Oh my god.
You just got to find a bodega somewhere in the city. You can find one.
Oh, it's just like, we're going to go hang out by the pond and collect the grasshoppers.
You got to find the right bodega. They got you covered, brother.
Ugh.